Yo, yo, what's going on? Jackal Jive here, Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Jackal Jive podcast, talking everything music, technology, DJing, music business, live entertainment, and more. I want to give you guys a heads up, something I've been working on recently. I've been collaborating with 4Life Entertainment founder Spencer Lavoie. Spencer's a really good friend of mine. We met a few years back at a Bang On party, actually. And Spencer and 4Life Entertainment are really, really breaking the ground right now, and they're super innovative within live entertainment and making the live experience happen. You know, these guys are just all over the place in terms of their dedication to experiences and technology and innovation. Their lighting rig is amazing. They have so many good connections into the best lighting rig designers right now. You know, they're doing awesome work. They're really making it happen, working with a lot of good festivals. And I appreciate everything that they're doing over there. So I'm coming on board with that team. I'm going to be helping bringing out a lot more digital media content and helping the brand to strategize and to better place themselves in the market to continue to be successful and, you know, continue to build themselves, you know, as a brand. And I think 4Life has awesome potential here, and we're definitely going to work. And there's going to be a lot more coming from me and the team, so stay tuned. I'll talk about it here on Anchor and on this podcast. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them, and I really can't wait. But yeah, check them out on Instagram. That's 4 and then Life Entertains. 4Life Entertains on Instagram. They're also on Facebook, 4Life Entertainment. Check them out. Beautiful, beautiful stuff going on. Like I said, I mean, I've been to a bunch of festivals where these guys have just hit it out of the park, you know, just making these extraordinary live experiences. The sound, you know, Spencer's very good friends with Sean Hennessy of Hennessy Sound Design. I have a ton of respect for what they're doing, just creating these immersive experiences. And like I said, I'm going to be expressing that more here on Anchor and on this podcast, so stay tuned. We're going to be bringing some more video content, some more picture content from the team as well. We're going to be publishing it out. And yeah, guys, I can't wait. So make sure you subscribe to me on Anchor. There's exclusive clips on anchor.fm. This podcast is available everywhere on Apple Podcasts and other major podcast streaming services. But like I said, the best way to follow me here with this audio content is going to be on anchor.fm. There's also exclusive and bonus clips from segments that you just can't find anywhere else. So download it. It's free on the Android store, on the Apple store, and we'll get it going here on this Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. One love, Jackal Jive here. All right, guys, DJ Jackal Jive here. Today's date is Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. I've been thinking a lot recently. I ran into a couple old high school friends yesterday. We were talking a lot about media and, you know, content relevancy and, you know, some different strategies and some different, you know, approaches to really making sure that the art and the stuff that you create is getting out to the right people and in the most effective way possible. And these two guys, they wanted to, you know, team up with some ad agencies and do a lot of ad agency work. So we were talking, you know, about being young and being a creative and the importance of, you know, really developing your network early on. But one thing we talked about, which was a really interesting concept that I've been thinking about for sure, is how important it is to make sure that you're diversifying, you know, the stuff that you're publishing and the actual social platforms in which you're publishing your content. So what I'm saying basically is don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, don't put all your stuff up and try to grow you know, your fan base and your following on one specific platform. I think that this can be very counterproductive to an overall well-rounded, you know, brand image in the digital age. And I think that a lot of people right now, especially within the music marketing and entertainment marketing world, are focusing very heavily on Instagram, you know, because it's a very visual element, social media. You know, a lot of people are focusing a lot of time into Instagram, and Instagram is doing a killer job at getting people's attention. And that was the ultimate goal of any of these social media companies. It's to get people's attention and to provide the best tools for content creators and for brands to try to help them get people's attention to keep them on the platform. So this is what I mean by diversifying your assets. Never dump all of your stuff and your effort. Never dump all your effort into just one platform. You know, don't only rely on Instagram. Don't only rely on Facebook. Don't only rely on Twitter. You really have to find different ways to be strategic and to publish things across all of these different social channels. And this is the reason why we're living in 2018. And 2018 is very, very new for a lot of these tech companies. You know, they really don't understand what their longer term goal is going to be, you know, in the grand scheme of things, in, you know, the marketplace. They're all changing their business strategy. There's a political agenda at the top from every company, you know, so who knows? I mean, one day, you know, we could wake up and Instagram could say, hey, you know, if you want to be classified as a musician or a band or, you know, a service, we're going to charge you $300 a month, you know, because our service is Instagram is really driving your business, because a lot of the social media right now is just free to use. All right. So I'm not talking about any boosts or any, you know, promotional paid work. I'm talking about just signing up and putting content out. It's free all across the board. I think a really good case study, actually, that's interesting as I'm speaking now, it's coming to me, is the whole thing with Logan Paul. And you know how Logan Paul was this, you know, major YouTube content creator who, you know, who did something pretty stupid and made a really bad video and, you know, who only had all of his stuff into the YouTube business. And now YouTube doesn't want to work with him anymore. So now what is he going to do? You know, like YouTube is ripped his monetization policy. You know, he was at like the top 5% or whatever they do over there. And, you know, now that is no longer a key factor in his success. So, obviously this is a little bit of an isolated incident because it is a user caused problem, right? It's something that he decided to do. However, I find it very, very relevant in the conversation of the diversification of your media. So, for example, you know, if you publish things on YouTube and then YouTube one day, you know, decides that, oh, like, you know, like I was explaining to you before with Instagram, they decide, oh, there's going to be a different, you know, pricing policy for these creators, or, you know, to use the service is going to be X amount of dollars if you want to publish videos. And we don't know if that's going to happen. We don't know if it's not going to happen. We don't know. It could be anywhere in between because it's just so new. And that's something I've been doing very good at recently, is just really diversifying all where I'm putting my media. So, you know, I'm doing audio now on these podcasts. I've been doing video. I've been doing a lot of visual work, a lot of graphics design, a lot of photography. I've been collaborating with photographers, you know, just putting them all over the place. And this way, I really don't have any specific, you know, social platform that is my go-to. And I think that that is really important right now, because I'm not relying on any specific following, on any specific, you know, company where I'm hosting my media to, you know, to make or break me. It's a collective out of all of them. You know, there's shared relevancy around all the media platforms. And I think that that's very relevant. And that's what I'm really trying to execute with myself, is just trying to, you know, continue to spread it around and make sure that I'm diversifying all of my media and, you know, being present in all these different forms of media, audio, video, picture, digital. So it's really important, guys. It's a, like I said, it's a concept that's out there. People have been talking about it recently. You know, it's interesting. Just yesterday on Monday, March 26th, I think, you know, Facebook is now, you know, becoming under investigation, you know, for their possible, you know, data breaching or, you know, and stuff. So, like, it gets very complicated. Like I said, I mean, there's just so many other factors that affect these businesses outside the social atmosphere. It's not just somewhere where you post images and, oh, you know, you try to, you're really building your business. You're building your brand on these platforms. And you just have to be conscious about what could happen one day if if you put all your eggs in that one basket, and now it's not the way that it used to be. So I think it's really important to kind of get a grasp and to explore and to diversify and to be into different forms of media and try new things out. That's so important as a creative, and you know, as a creator, just to try new things and see what works, and you know, work with new companies. And I think that's a testament. You know, that's what I'm doing here. You know, I've only been doing this podcasting now for about maybe 2 weeks, and you know, already I'm on Apple Podcasts. You know, I'm already on Castbox. I'm on these other these podcasting hosting sites because I've just been really putting in my energy into, you know, audio, which is really cool. And I've never done that, you know, in my last 5 years of making really good media and really good content as a DJ. I've just never tried out audio, but it's like really working well, and I feel like you guys out there being very receptive to it. You know, I've done a lot of exclusive work through Anchor.fm, which is the best way to send me a message, guys, if you ever want to collaborate. But you know, I'm bringing all these topics across my other platforms as well, and you know, kind of testing the field that way. So what are your guys' thoughts? Do you think that you should, you know, keep it to one distribution channel? You should try to specialize in having one social platform kind of help gravitate people towards you? Or do you think you should diversify? Which way do you think, which strategy do you think is overall more beneficial for distributing your media and really getting it out there and, you know, the best content possible? I'm interested. So, you know, shoot me a tweet at Jekyll Jive on Twitter. I'm also on Anchor at Jekyll Jive. You can send me a voice message. I have an open door policy for my podcasts right now. So anybody who wants to get involved and to get hop into the conversation, you are more than welcome to. Like I said, just shoot me a DM right on Anchor. And you can find me on Facebook at Jekyll Jive, on Instagram at Jekyll Jive. My website is www.jekylljive, JekyllJYVE.com. And that's where you'll find all my latest updates and a link to my Mixcloud as well, where I'm publishing weekly the Jekyll Jams mix, which is all the latest music to hit my DJ library. And I'm keeping it real here for you guys. The newest topics in music technology, the music business, live entertainment. It's just all over good things happening in my life. My thoughts coming to your ear right here on these podcasts. Yo, Jekyll Jive. Today's date is Tuesday, March 27th. Yo, we'll see you here again on Wednesday tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Peace.